Australian renters may have reached their limit on what they're able to afford. That's according to new research out today. With rents still at record highs across most capital cities and more renters than available homes, the report from Domain questions whether renters in 2026 are likely to see much of an easing of cost of living pressures. Dr. Nicola Powell is Domain's Chief of Research and Economics. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Let's start with house rents. What are they looking like across the capital cities?
We do have record high house rents across most of our capital cities. That is apart from Melbourne. Melbourne's about $15 lower than its previous record. But what I would say for house rents is growth is no longer broad-based. We were seeing, you know, rents rising pretty much across the board. But what we've got now for house rents is many of our cities have actually stalled. So we've got Adelaide and Perth as an example where we've seen a flat line of house rents over the December quarter. I would describe Sydney house rents as seeing persistent growth. They've been rising just over 1% for the past three consecutive quarters. But I think that with markets like Adelaide and Perth, where they've stalled over the most recent quarter, it really is a demonstration of affordability ceilings being reached by tenants.
So what is happening there? People are basically, I guess, capping out on what they're actually able to pay for rentals?
Look, I think this is the case. An affordability ceiling in the rental space does play out quite rapidly, and it means that tenants make different decisions, behaviours change. So they opt for cheaper property types, or they opt for cheaper locations in order to find something that's within their budget, or they go to more dramatic options, moving back in with family and friends, or renting out a room or going into a house share. I think what we've got to remember is that Australia's rental market still is in a landlord's market. It still has vacancy rates across every single capital city below 2%, which indicates that it is a landlord's market. Across the combined capital cities, the vacancy rate sits at 1.2. Some of the extreme examples are Perth at 0.5, Adelaide at 0.6. But I think what we're seeing now is a low vacancy rate is not necessarily guaranteeing rapid rent growth. And I think that is the affordability ceiling really being reached by tenants.
What does this report say about unit rents? Are they also at record highs across much of the country?
They certainly are. All cities are at record highs apart from Hobart for unit rents. And units really have become the affordability pressure valve for tenants. We've got many of our capital cities seeing units outperform house rents. And I do think that this is tenants looking for a location that's perhaps better connected, but also opting for, they're compromising basically on space. The only city that really did stand out this quarter was Brisbane. It did see a re-acceleration of rental growth, not only for unit rents, but also for house rents. And when we look at that unit rental growth, it's now at a quarterly basis at a two-year high. And Brisbane really is the one that's showing a true re-acceleration. I think the Brisbane housing market, we all know, has been under pressure for some time.
Yeah, what is driving that in Brisbane?
Ultimately, it has been strong rates of population growth, both from interstate, but also from overseas as well. Ultimately, Brisbane just hasn't been able to produce enough homes to meet its growing population. And look, Brisbane, Southeast Queensland does have the X factor compared to some of our other capital cities, and that is the upcoming game. So there's lots of infrastructure investment going on. And there is a deadline. You know, this infrastructure has to be delivered before the games. That is creating a lot of jobs, and that is a draw card for many Australians to relocate.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Dr. Nicola Powell, Domain's Chief of Research and Economics. We're discussing Domain's latest quarterly data on rents across the country. Overall, where is it most expensive to rent at the moment?
The most expensive city to rent is Sydney. So house rents are at $800 a week. But actually the cheapest place to rent a house across our major capital cities is Melbourne at $580 a week. In the unit market, again, it is Sydney taking the highest rent at $750 a week, then followed by Brisbane at $650 a week.
And why is there that difference, I suppose, between Sydney and Melbourne?
Melbourne's been a very interesting city when we look over the past 5 years. It's been a city that has had a housing market that has underperformed. We've seen investors shy away from the Victorian housing market due to taxational changes. So it's basically costs more to hold an investment property in Melbourne than it once did. And what that's done, that stagnant conditions, has also helped first-time buyers get into the market, transition away from the rental market. But the big thing really has been the dynamics of population for Victoria. We had a long period of time where interstate migration into Victoria was actually negative. So the state was losing more people than were arriving. And that dynamic is very unusual for Victoria. And it is recovering and we're seeing it more normalised, but it certainly isn't back to what we would normally see. But I think Victoria and Melbourne is one to watch. By the financial year of 2027, Melbourne is expected to be the fastest, or Victoria is expected to be the fastest growing state in terms of population growth.
So overall, how do you expect the national picture to look in the months ahead? Is there anywhere in particular that you think renters are expected to get perhaps some more relief than others?
So we're not anticipating rent prices to fall. We still have an undersupply of rentals across Australia. We still are operating in a landlord's market. But I think what we know is that low vacancy rates are not necessarily guaranteeing that rapid rental price growth. Our expectations for 2026 are for slower rates of price growth. We're not expecting a re-acceleration across our major capital cities of asking rents. What we are expecting is more subdued movements. And we've certainly got a stabilisation now occurring in some of our capitals.
And last month, I believe Domain released a report about the income that is needed to rent in places where people want to live. Just remind us, what did you find on that front?
What we have found is to basically live in the same place you did 5 years ago, it is consuming much more of your income. And, you know, that in itself changes behaviour. And that behavioural change is people move, they relocate in order to find something that fits within their budget. We know particularly a market like Sydney is extraordinarily strained, pushing more people into rental stress. And we know that that does affect obviously lower income households more so than any other. And it's been really interesting to watch a market like Sydney, which has a very high purchasing price. You know, the median house price in Sydney sits at $1.7 million. And what that does is it creates people to seek opportunities elsewhere to purchase, which means that we see a flood of people leaving Sydney to other major capital cities, or they become a rentvestor. They continue to rent in Sydney in the area they want to live, and they purchase elsewhere in an affordable market.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Dr. Nicola Powell is Domain's Chief of Research and Economics.